So I'm joined on the line now with manager Michael Clegg, and this is, well, about 4 days before now, before our opening game of the season away at Cong. Cleggy, thanks a lot for joining us. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. Just looking forward to getting going now. It seems to be like ages preparing for it, like wanting to get this week done and dusted.
Definitely, definitely. So, well, we'll start with the elephant in the room then, because obviously during the week it came out that Vinnie Bailey had left the club. So I suppose my question is basically, you know, what's the situation there with regards to Vinnie Bailey leaving?
Obviously, for people who don't know, he travels in from Southport, Vinnie, and he doesn't drive. He's just gone back to uni for a couple of years to become a school teacher, and it was just getting harder and harder for him to get to training and things like that. And I think in a year where we're going to need to be really well drilled, I think it's mega important we get lads at every session who can be. And I think with Vinny, it's just such a tough call. But kind of what had happened is Marine had shown quite a lot of interest in him over summer, and I think kind of me and Vinny ended up with a very close relationship, because if he ever got the train down and stuff, he'd come to my house first and stuff like that, and we'd become very close. And it's a case of probably looking at it more from a mate's point of view. And, you know, he had university coming up, a couple of really important years for himself. And I think at Marine, he'd get a decent deal. It's right near where he lives. I think they train near where he lives, and it just seemed a good deal for Vinny. And, you know, he come in and he was an absolute massive part in us winning the league, and he's left us, and he's left a lot of with a lot of good friends, a massive fan base at Coles who've all enjoyed watching him play every week. And not only that, we've lost a top character in the dressing room. He's an absolute fantastic lad. You know, his dad and his family who come watching, they'll be missed. And I think in football, it's important to kind of leave things on good terms. And I think when we spoke to Vinny and we had the grown-up conversation, I don't think it was what we were both expecting to happen, him leaving. It was kind of, we were just talking, and then it appeared that it'd be a good move. And, you know, he's played a few games for Tommy before when he were at Skem, and he goes with our best wishes, and you know, he'll do really well, because, I mean, you saw every week yourself, he's an absolutely top football player.
Definitely, and I suppose then we should put on record the club's thanks to Vinnie Bailey, because he was instrumental last season in the centre midfield. You know, you talked about how central he was to your plans this coming season. Have you got any plans to replace him, or are you looking to use the resources that you already have?
Yeah, we've already got the replacement. He's not quite here yet, but everything's been sorted. So that'll probably come out in due course. So obviously you lot will be the first to know about that. Whether we can get him in time for Saturday, I don't know. Had a couple of new faces. Well, new faces at training tonight who've looked decent. They're probably, again, not ready for Saturday. In terms of fitness and what have you, but we'll be looking at bringing them lads in as well. So I think kind of it's exciting times for us behind the scenes, because kind of we know what's coming. And as soon as kind of we get them signed on and it's done and dusted, you'll be the first to know. But we're definitely excited by what we've got planned.
Good stuff. So obviously, the new signings are going to have to slot into the side somehow. It's been an interesting pre-season, and I think already we've learned a lot as a team. There's been some good challenges in there, some difficult games. What have you learned? Have you been impressed by some individuals, disappointed by others?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a funny one, really, because, you know, I've been a little bit frustrated in terms of, I've had a few little niggles, and it's never seemed like we've got, not, I won't say our first 11, that's wrong, but we've never seemed to go into a game where every single player's been available, and every team at this level gets that with holidays and school holidays and all that. But Obviously, we had the problem with Jake Kenny getting injured, and then young Jordan, who we signed from Bolton, got injured, and then Leeds United come in for him. So obviously, he's gone training at Leeds, so kind of we lose him. But now Jake's back fit. But then in that time, we played Brad Cook there, so we was obviously then losing him in the middle of midfield. And it kind of just got a bit bitty at times, and kind of throwing an 11 together, which wasn't ideal. But all the lads are up to scratch now. They're all match fit. They all know the roles. So I think what we've took out of it is we're not a million miles away, but in terms of preparation, we felt it could have been a touch better in, not training, just in terms of like getting the bodies and the teams on the pitch that we wanted to play. But we've just had like a game between ourselves tonight, very competitive. We drafted a couple of lads in for that because obviously we needed 22 players. We had a ref in, and it's a really competitive game. So they've had some good minutes tonight again. So we're really looking forward to Saturday now.
Good stuff. So you did just touch on injuries then, and you said more or less you've got quite a few people back. You talked about Jake Kenny. Is he fully match fit now? And
we've not got an issue for Saturday. Everybody who's signed on is available to play. There might be a couple who come in before Saturday and are available to play. So we're in. I think the only doubt we've got is Johnny Gorman. Obviously started off like house on fire in pre-season, and he's just really struggling with his hamstring at the moment, and like he's gone off tonight injured again early doors, and it's frustrating for Johnny because again he's become a big part of the group. He's a great lad with an unbelievable amount of ability, so I think probably he's the only one who we can 100% say will be ruled out Saturday.
I mean, the question is, this might be a bit of a difficult one for you. The question on every supporter's lips is Mark Battersby. What's the latest with Bats, and when is he coming back? Is he coming back?
I think Bats is going to be more of a long-term issue. Obviously, he's said on Twitter and what have you, he's been quite open that he's had a problem with his kidneys again, and I don't think that's going to be something that that gets fixed overnight. So, kind of, we're just playing it by ear with Bats, but in terms of Saturday, absolutely no chance. Whether he'll be in a cold shirt come October or Christmas time, I've just absolutely no idea. And he's not, to be honest. So, kind of, for now, he'll be at games and what have you. But with the condition that his kidney's been in, he definitely won't be able to play competitive football anytime soon, I wouldn't imagine.
Of course, and of course we do wish Bats the very best in his recovery. So, turning then to both Saturday's game, but to the season overall, what thoughts, what expectations do you have about this coming season? Is there going to be a lot of learning, or are you feeling confident going in?
A bit of both, this year, the coaches made a conscious effort that we're going to work harder than ever. So we've really tried to look at the side of analysing games and performances and real specifics to try and improve. We want to get the lads as fit as they can possibly be to give ourselves the best chance. And we know it's going to be tough. We've set individual targets and team targets, and obviously they'll remain in-house. And we've just really drilled it down to just being as fit and as organised as we can. And we know we've got match winners in the side. And, I think the early pre-season games that I've watched of other teams and games that we've been part of shows we're not a million miles away. But obviously in the Evo stick, it's similar to the North West Counties. If you go on a little winning run, you'll be looking at fixtures thinking we can go and nick 3 points there. But yet again, if you're on a bit of a losing run, every game then looks tough. And it's kind of about sticking together this year, because I think we might experience times where we lose two or three games on the bounce, and we've not done that for 3 years. So, it'll be testing times for us. But I think, we just want to go in well-drilled. Teams will be getting the utmost respect. We'll be having teams watch. We'll be going in prepared. And then I think we kind of just assess as we go along, and if it comes to a case where players aren't good enough, then obviously it'll be changed, and we'll just, I think, after 10 games, we'll probably know where we are, but we'll be going into them first 10 games as prepared as we've ever been, because we'll need to be, and this league deserves a bit of respect, and we'll be giving it that.
Good stuff. So, obviously, as we've mentioned, we open the campaign with an away trip to Colne. Now, trips to Colne, you know, they're never easy, but in the past we've done quite well. So what are you expecting Saturday from our hosts?
Well, they made the playoffs last year, and Cunny strengthened again. You know, it's could it have got any tougher? I think they're one of the big boys in that league now, and it'd be nice going there with kind of no pressure on Saturday, because I can't imagine they're going to have more enthusiasm than us, with it being our first Evo Stick game for Atherton Colliery's. But they're a good side, you know, going to go there and it's tough. But I think, obviously, the pressure will be on them, obviously, with how they was last season. And it'll be nice to go up there and be able to play our own game. Obviously, we know who the danger men will be, and that they're a very, very good side. We'll just be giving it all we can, really.
Okay, then, to end, Cleggy, have you got any messages for the fans at all?
Yeah, fasten your seatbelts and stick with us, because I'm sure, obviously, I would imagine it'll be a bit of a bumpy ride, but I think as a club, as players, as staff, we need to really enjoy these new experiences. We've got a very, very committed bunch of lads. I think, obviously, with the group that we've got now, I don't think it's ever been more local. So I think it is all about getting behind the local lads, and we can have a really good go at it. And we obviously, the more fans that we get through, the bigger incentive it has for the lads to get them 3 points on a Saturday or a Monday night, whenever it is.
Good stuff. Well, Cleggy, thanks a lot for joining us, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Zach. See you later.